Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, wrapping up hour one here on Bet Sweats. PJ Glasser and Jake Hassan with ya. There will be no Bet Sweats the next 3 days as we are all off for the holidays. Jake, you got any plans coming up for Christmas? Your family lives in the Chicago area, right? They're pretty close by.
Yeah, they're a quick train ride away, so that's going to be a quick trip tomorrow. I'll wait until Christmas Eve morning. What could possibly go wrong? And then, yeah, you know, at the parents' house for a couple of days and probably just cry.
Do you wish the Bears were playing on Christmas Day, or is it best that they're not so that they don't make you sad?
So here's my thing with the Bears, and this could be an overarching conversation. Like, this season, especially now after Saturday night, this season is an overwhelming success. Like, the Bears could lose the last two games and fine. Like, you're in the playoffs. You're going to have a double-digit season win. A double-digit win season. And, like, it's an overwhelming, resounding success. We were all expecting, what, 8, maybe 9 wins? And now you've just burned through the season right to the playoffs. You have a coach that's maybe going to win coach of the year. Caleb looks like he actually is that dude that we all thought he was coming out of USC. And you're excited for what he's going to look like next year in his second year in the Ben Johnson offense. So to answer your question, PJ, it doesn't bother me that the Bears aren't playing on Christmas, but not because I would be scared that they would make me sad. Like, I would be annoyed if they lost on Christmas Day for sure, but that's what the holiday cocktails are for. And you just move on with your life. It's fine.
That's what they're there for. The Ravens have played on Christmas the last 2 years. They've played very well on Christmas the last 2 years, so that has been quite enjoyable, I will say. But it is fun to kind of, because the family's all together, right? And usually in most families, like, you all root for the same sports teams, so it's kind of nice when everybody's together. You can kind of watch the game, and especially when your team's playing well and they win. Because, Jake, the last two Christmas games, the first one was that game against the Niners when both of them were the two best teams in the league, went to San Francisco, smoked them. That was enjoyable. And then last year against the Texans, where they won like 30-2, that was also quite enjoyable. So the last Christmases have gone very well. They're playing on Saturday this year. We'll get to that game in a moment. But the first game up on Saturday, Jake, is probably the game I'm looking the most forward to this week outside of Bears Niners, and that's the Chargers and the Texans. Chargers are a 2-point favorite at home. Total in the game is 39.5. Again, the Chargers control their own destiny to win the division. If they win out because they play the Broncos in week 18 and they already beat them. They win out, they win the AFC West. I don't know, man. What do we make of this game? Chargers laying 2 at home.
I'm still pretty bullish on the Texans. I still think this is a team that can win the AFC. I'm obsessed with this Texans team. I played a couple exactas with them a couple weeks ago. Texans to meet the Eagles and Texans to meet the Rams in the Super Bowl. And just because I really think in a year, and we talked about how wide open the NFC is, like in a year where the AFC is pretty wide open too, because you're going to have, and I'm going to do the same thing that everyone's been doing for weeks now, no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar, like a second year Drake May. So how much longer is this ride going to, how much longer is he going to play at this level? And a Buffalo team that year after year can't get over the hump. And yeah, no Kansas City this year, but it just feels like the AFC is wide open. Broncos, Jaguars, whatever. So I'm still really bullish on this Texans team. Now, all that being said, I think the Chargers have surprised me a little bit. I thought they'd be good, not potential number one overall seed good. Like, I thought they'd be a 10-win team, 11-win team, but I didn't think that they would be this consistent, because with the Chargers, usually Herbert is out at some point with some kind of injury or something weird happens on offense for them and they're without people. But they've held it together, and the Chargers have been pretty good this year. But I like both of these teams. I'll probably end up taking the plus money with Houston, because to me, this is, in my head, when I make the game, it's kind of just a pick 'em to me.
Well, and that's what the line is telling you, because, you know, at SoFi, you probably give the Chargers like 1 point for home field, and then maybe
give them even a point?
Maybe not. Maybe a half a point. And then you probably give them another half a point for the travel, you know, Houston on a short week going from Houston out to L.A. So if this game was on a neutral, it'd probably be like Chargers minus one, to your point. It'd probably be like a pick 'em, essentially. I like the under, Jake. I like under 39.5. I think this game is going to go very similar to how that Chargers-Eagles Monday night game went. Like, how is that Chargers offensive line going to protect against that Houston pass rush? They're not. Like, it's just like, I mean, their offensive line is so banged up. They have essentially all second stringers. Oh, and here's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and that Texans pass rush. And then if you happen to protect Herbert, then you got to go up against that ball hawking secondary. So I just think it's a bad matchup for LA. So I like the under, because on the flip side, you know, the Chargers just make you work the ball down the field. They've actually have more turnovers this year, Jake. They have more interceptions than passing touchdowns allowed. So it's going to be really tough for CJ Stroud and the Texans to move the ball also. I like under 39.5 quite a lot. And Jake, can I tell you, my favorite props are in this game, taking both field goal kickers over 1.5 field goals. Minus 150 for Fairbairn, minus 145 for Cameron Dicker. Oh, man. We're going to have like 3 or 4 field goals out of both guys. It's going to be a field goal fest. I can't wait. So we're definitely taking both of those bad boys. I like the under, though. Instead of trying to figure out who's going to win the game, I look at this matchup and I say, I don't know how the Texans are going to score much against the Chargers. I don't know how the Chargers are going to score much against the Texans. Yeah, it's low at 39.5, especially for an indoor game on turf. I'm still taking the under. So I'll go under 39.5.
In that kind of similar vein of, if we think it's going to be a very defensive heavy game, and I don't disagree with anything that you said at all, should we just, and they're not posted yet because it's Tuesday and we have a couple days before these games actually kick off, but when they get posted, do we just take the Houston Texan with the longest number to record a sack? Because you know Will Anderson's going to be getting double teamed. You know they're going to be holding Danielle Hunter to try and hold him back. Do we just take a Texan at the longest number to record a sack and just cash? Like, it feels like that's the way to think of, like, sure, Will Anderson probably gets his, Danielle Hunter probably gets his, but there's going to be other guys at longer prices because those two suck up so much of the win probability. And like you said, the whole line is just these second stringers, third stringers. Feels like that's a way to play it if you want to play on some defensive stuff. Just once they get posted, take a Texan, whoever longest price to get a sack is, just throw that dart, baby.
Don't hate that at all. Can I tell you, Jake, I kind of don't hate either quarterback to go over their rushing yardage either. Herbert's at 21.5, Stroud's at 7.5, especially Herbert. I mean, like, he's going to have no time. He's going to be running for his life. So maybe you look at his attempts at 4.5 instead of the yards, because I don't know how many yards he's going to run for. But Stroud's rushing number is only at 7.5. And ever since acquiring Adafe Owe, the Chargers' pass rush has been much better. So, I mean, Stroud can get that on one scramble. So I think that's another angle in this game, both quarterbacks over their rushing yards as well. But excited for that one on Saturday. The game I'm not excited for is Saturday night at Lambeau when the Ravens travel to Green Bay to take on the Packers, because I want this season to be over. I want a new head coach. I want Lamar to be healthy. And I'm sick and tired of Jacob blowing fourth quarter leads. With all that being said, I think the Ravens are actually going to win this game, because
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The thing about the Ravens and Steelers is they never make it easy on the other team, right? We all went into last week saying, oh, the Steelers are going to lose to the Lions. The Ravens could beat the Patriots. And then week 17 between these teams isn't going to matter. What ends up happening? Well, the Steelers beat the Lions and the Ravens end up losing. And now the Ravens need to win and they need the Steelers to lose, which I kind of think might happen. And then going into week 18, everybody's going to be like, oh, now the Ravens are going to take care of business. And then Steelers +3 will be my biggest bet of the year. And I'll just be rich off of that because the Ravens will not win
of the year.
Of the year. If that game is for the division and we get Steelers +3, oh, Jake, I'm salivating over here thinking about all the money I'm going to make betting the Steelers +3 in that game. Even with Metcalf suspended for the fight, it doesn't matter. The Ravens will not win that game. I kind of think they're going to win this game, though. I wouldn't expect Lamar to play, and we kind of don't even know who the Packers quarterback is going to be. Love's still in concussion protocol. Willis is dealing with an injury, so who knows what Green Bay is going to end up doing. And like the Packers, Jake, this game, look, if they win, they're in the postseason. It's obviously a big game. They obviously want to win it, but I think they do realize that like they have an extra level of like cushion. And the more important thing is to have Jordan Love healthy, ready to go. They play Minnesota next week. So they, you know, even though they have to go on the road, the Vikings would love nothing more than knock the Packers out of the playoffs. They should win that game. I just like the Ravens are a better team on the road. And I don't know. I just got a funny feeling that they're going to win that game. And if we do have a lead in the fourth quarter, Jake, just a crazy thought, but like maybe we could have Derrick Henry on the field and give him some carries. Like crazy thought, but maybe they could do that.
Coach PJ, I think that's a very bold take of you. Got to see how it pans out. PJ, let me ask you this question though, of would you rather, because let's say you're right. Like, okay, you beat the Packers this week, and let's say it is Jordan Love, or if it's Malik Willis, whatever, who cares? So let's say the Ravens win, and then let's say you're right, that the Steelers win outright in week 18, and then that John Harbaugh is returning, notification hits on Monday morning.
I will not watch football next season. I won't watch.
Stop
I will not
it.
Watch. I will Stop. Not watch. No, you're right. That's a
bold-faced lie. Get out.
It's such a lie. I will tell you this. I won't go to any games. That also could be a lie if I get free tickets. We'll see.
But yeah, situations are situational.
I will be miserable, Jake. I will, because you know why? It's like, I already know how the season is going to play out. I mean, it's the same thing every year. Lose at Buffalo, lose at Kansas City, blow double-digit fourth-quarter leads, like, not run the ball. It's like the same. I want to lose in different ways. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to have something new to experience.
Just change it up a little.
Change it up a little. You know, I just want something new in my life instead of the same thing every single
year. Well, careful what you wish for.
God. Yeah, that's true, too. More Bet Sweats, hour two up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.